You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground IPSY, our weekly conversation with On the Ground IPSY project manager Sarah Rigg about one of her Concentrate Media Online stories she's featuring this week. I'm Lisa Berry, and Sarah joins us now. What'd you write about? And we always like to bring a special guest, so tell us who also is included in our conversation today.
I wrote about the Writers of Ypsilanti program, which is a program of IPSY Writes. IPSY Writes is a community writing lab that's a collaboration between multiple entities, including EMU and the Ypsilanti District Library. And I have brought with me Ann Blakesley, who is one of the co-founders of IPSY Writes.
Hi, Ann. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What is a writing lab?
So IPSY Writes was founded on the idea that we really had an interest in extending all of the great writing resources and support that we provide on campus for our students, for our faculty and staff at Eastern, and extend that out into the community and provide that kind of support, resources, programs, and really to celebrate writing with members of the Ypsilanti community. So it's really more of a resource and a set of programs and initiatives and designed to really honor and celebrate writing.
I love that, celebrate writing. Do you think the art of writing is growing or decreasing, or where are we in that world these days?
Well, our tagline for IPSY Writes is everyone's a writer, and we really all do write. We write a lot of different things every day of our lives, a lot of informal writing, everything from a Facebook post or an Instagram post to a list to go to the grocery store to maybe some kind of more formal document or an academic paper if we're still in school. But we all write, and writing is such an important means of communication for all of us. And so we really want to call attention to that and call attention to the fact that every single one of us, you don't have to have some special skill or talent to be a writer. We all can write.
How do you prefer to write, online with your computer or by, is anyone writing by hand anymore these days?
Actually, I think quite a few people are writing by hand. It's interesting. We're right now running a six-part memoir writing series, and we had our first session on Saturday, and we had 25 writers or more, and people would turn off their cameras to do their writing, but when they still had their cameras on, I noticed that people weren't, it didn't seem looking at screens. They were looking down, and I have a suspicion that quite a few of them were writing by hand. I know I was, and I keep a journal. And I think a lot of people do a lot of journaling, and I think that writing by hand is actually still quite popular.
Just to clarify, when you mentioned turning their cameras off, you're doing it via Zoom, I'm assuming?
Yes, we have been running a lot of our programs virtually so that people feel safe. And we also, in doing that, have found that we are able to draw from an even larger geographical area. So we're welcoming participants, in some cases, from all over the country.
Now, I understand you are announcing a new cohort of 8 community members for 2021. Tell us about that.
We were founded 2 years ago, which it seems like much longer because we've been doing so many different things in the community with writing. But the first year, we decided to honor every year a cohort of writers from the community. We call them Writers of Ypsilanti. You don't have to be a published writer. And last year, in 2020, we started asking our partners, our community partners, and others with whom we work and interact to nominate people. And so this year, we had an incredible slate of nominees, people, a very diverse group of individuals from across the community who do all kinds of writing, everything from just blog posting to publishing books and writing autobiographies and biographies, plays and publishing and producing those plays. So we have all types of writers, and we try to select a cohort every year that really represents the community in terms of age, demographics, in every possible way, so that we can celebrate them, their writing, and just writing in the community in general.
And not to put her on the spot, but I understand our own Sarah Rigg is on that list.
Yes, that's right. I had planned to write the story weeks in advance before I found out that I was also nominated to be a writer of Ypsilanti.
How does it feel?
It feels pretty nice. I think when I was growing up, everybody expected me to be more along the creative writing line, and then people still ask me when I'm going to write a novel. I'm like, you know, I do a whole lot of really important writing. Just because it's not in a bound book doesn't mean that I don't have a career as a writer. So it's nice to be acknowledged.
Who else did you talk to, Sarah, for this week's article?
So I obviously talked to Anne to get a little bit of background about the program. And I talked to two people who had been named Writer of Ypsilanti in past years, just to kind of talk about their experience and how they felt about that. And I wasn't able to talk to every single person in the new cohort, but I spoke to several of them. I spoke to Frankie Coney, who is a poet. And I spoke to Brent Miller, who is actually a volunteer with Ipsy Writes. He tutors other people in writing and does a lot of writing in his own job. And I talked to William Teepin, who writes articles for the Fresh Start Clubhouse. They're a sort of a self-help mental health organization in our area. And they put out a newsletter and he writes articles for that. And I spoke to Debbie Taylor, who is a local children's author.
And one other person I understand you spoke to, I personally know of as an artist. We've spoken to her many times here in WEMU, Yen Azaro, but she was also recognized as a Writer of Ypsilanti last year.
That's right. One of the things that she does kind of includes art and writing together. She takes, I can't remember the exact term she uses, but she takes visual notes. So she'll just like sit in on staff meeting and will take notes and add illustrations to it as well. So writing is definitely still a big part of what she does. And she says it's also important for creative types, artists, visual artists, to know how to write grant proposals and apply for residencies and things like that.
And Anne, back to you. I understand you have a motto this year, Write Now, but it's W-R-I-T-E.
Yes, correct. And that sort of builds. We've had a motto every year. So we started with Everyone's a Writer, which is obviously continues because everyone, we really truly believe that, and that's foundational for us. But last year it was Writing Matters. And this year it's Right Now, to really put the focus of attention on those things we are writing in the moment or at this present time and why those pieces of writing matter to us and to others.
Do you think the younger generation, I feel old just saying that, but let's just say those in high school or even in younger grades need to be encouraged to write, or do you think it's still strong for them at this point?
Honestly, and I'm a parent too, and I have an eighth grader and a 12th grader, and I see it as being really important. And I think that they recognize its importance as well. I think obviously the modalities are quite different from when we were growing up, and maybe they're not always reading books, for example, but they have so much information that they're processing, and they see the importance of being able to clearly communicate their own ideas and to get those ideas across, to make change, to make a difference. And I see that generation as being very sort of engaged and involved, and communication is such a critical component of that engagement.
Even if you're writing a blog, or does texting count as writing?
Texting absolutely counts as writing, even though I don't understand half of it in terms of how that generation texts and communicates or memes or all kinds of ways in which TikTok, for example, there are all kinds of ways in which they're communicating with one another. And writing really is an important component of all of those.
Well, I think we're GTG. You guys know what that means?
Good to go.
Yes, good to go. Anne Blakesy, Sarah Rigg, thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.